I'm Tonata with your Week in Review. President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has been named Africa's Political Leader of the Year. We spoke to State House Press Secretary Jonas Mbambo.
The recognition of President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa as Africa's Political Leader of the Year and Dr. Esperance Luvindao as Africa's Public Health Champion of the Year really does carry a lot of weight. These are not random picks. They came through nominations from across the continent, editorial vetting, and a global poll that closed on the 30th of November. So when you look at the process, you realize this is Africa and the world saying, we see what Namibia is doing, and we appreciate the direction that the country is taking. For the president, it reflects her leadership style, her consistency, and the confidence she's inspiring both at home and beyond our borders.
And in road safety this week, the Minister of Works and Transport, Vaikune Kundi, urged motorists to stay alert and patient on the roads as the festive season begins, noting that more than 4,000 accidents were recorded this year. And in a related development, Nekundi also announced plans to make dashboard cameras mandatory in all private and public cars. Petrus Amutenya filed this report.
The minister said that under Section 42(1)(b) of the Road Traffic and Transport Act, authorities can revoke or suspend a driver's license if someone is deemed a danger to the public. Dashcam footage will provide objective evidence to identify reckless or negligent driving, making it easier for law enforcement to take action. The ministry will kick off public consultations and a nationwide survey, inviting input from citizens, transport operators, and civil society.
In business, Hangala Foods officially opened its 35 million Namibia dollar milling plant at Ombanje Farm near Otavi, launching the Otavi Gold Maize brand and creating dozens of jobs. Meanwhile, the African Development Bank has lined up $1.78 billion for Namibia's infrastructure, energy, transport and water projects through 2030. Staying with the economy, the Bank of Namibia has kept the repo rate at 6.5% to protect currency stability with South Africa. Across the border, Botswana's central bank also held its benchmark rate at 3.5%, its first decision under new governor Lesego Moseki. Turning to land and housing, Ovaherero Traditional Authority leader Hoderi Ruako slammed the new housing task force, saying it sidelines traditional leaders and reflects weak policy execution. Responding to that, National Planning Commission Director General Kairem Bwende said the task force is merely a think tank on resource mobilization, not a policy maker.
The task force was constituted as a think tank, and it came out of the public private forum that took place in Windhoek, and therefore there was emphasis on the need between the private sector and the government to work together for resource mobilization, for technical and others to help government in taking forward the process. It's not an issue of policy initiative, but more of saying there is a need to complement the efforts of government by bringing in different stakeholders, particularly the private sector.
In regional news, South Africa has reclaimed its seat on the International Maritime Organization Council, the only SADC country represented. Transport Ministry spokesperson Colin Msibi says the country will use the position to strengthen Africa's influence on global shipping and safety.
It has now been re-elected under Category C for the 2026-2027 term. This category comprises of countries with specific interests in maritime transport or navigation. Their inclusion ensures a balanced representation of all major geographic regions worldwide.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has requested a presidential pardon as his long-running corruption trial continues. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.